In the mid-2010s, Vancouver was faced with what the city's director of housing policy and regulation, Dan Garrison, describes as an existential crisis.
We were having a really intense public debate about these housing challenges and about how we could address the rising cost of housing relative to incomes. Are we still going to be able to be a place where sort of normal people live and work, or are we becoming a resort?
Around this time, the city also started to notice that some properties that could have been rented out were being left vacant most of the time.
It's almost like wasting food in a time of abundance isn't that big of a deal, but wasting food when people are starving is, right?
So the city worked with the provincial government and developed a first-of-its-kind tax on residential properties that are vacant for more than 6 months of the year. The tax rate started at 1% of a property's assessed taxable value in 2017 and will be raised to 3% for 2021. Julia Aspinall is Vancouver's Director of Financial Services.
The average price for a condo is about like $800,000. So 1% is $8,000. And then average single home using $2.5 million, that'd be $25,000.
Aspinall says it's critical for her department to be fair in how it administers the tax. That means every residential property has to declare its occupancy status annually. If owners fail to do so, the fee gets rolled over onto their property taxes. There's a robust appeals process, several exemptions, and random audits. But Aspinall says about 99% of owners declare on time. There's also evidence that the tax is making progress on its main objective.
Our primary goal is not to generate revenue. It's to have that housing returned into use. However, if you do have people that can afford to own property in a city like Vancouver and leave it sitting vacant, then we think it's reasonable that they pay a tax that goes into contributing to addressing our housing problems.
More than 7,000 formerly vacant properties have become tenanted since the tax went into effect in 2017. That means they've either become primary residences or now have renters. $61.3 million in tax revenue has also been allocated for affordable housing projects. Those figures sound pretty appealing to some Western Mountain towns.
The Band-Aid has been like totally ripped off. It's only going to get worse if we don't take drastic action. And a tax like this, in the big scheme of things, like isn't that drastic in terms of the amount of money flowing through this community.
William Dujardin is a recently resigned member of the town council in Crested Butte, where residents will vote on a vacancy tax in November. Colorado tax law doesn't allow the town to charge a percentage based on property value, so the tax will be a flat fee of $2,500, far lower than the amounts paid in Vancouver. The ballot measure is also tied to a 0.5% increase in local sales tax, which Dujardin says was a way to bring the community together.
They are linked in efforts to bring enough second homeowners along that locals were okay with voting on it and not feeling like they were just taxing people who don't have a vote.
Some elected officials would also like to see a vacancy tax in Jackson, Wyoming. But that's easier said than done, as State Representative Mike Yin learned last year.
So I got more vitriol from that 2020 bill than I've gotten from any other piece of legislation that I've ever been sponsored or co-sponsored on.
Yin and two fellow Teton County state legislators proposed an optional unoccupied home fee that Wyoming counties could opt into. But it didn't make it out of committee in a legislature that's notoriously anti-tax. Garrison from Vancouver also cautions that no vacancy tax is a silver bullet.
The empty homes tax has not suddenly turned Vancouver into an affordable city, but it has reduced the number of vacant properties in the city. It has increased the amount of rental housing available to people in the city. The fact that the tax hasn't solved the entire problem isn't a very good reason to not try to solve the problem that it's tried to solve.
In Crested Butte, Dujardin is hopeful the vacancy tax will pass. Unfortunately, he won't be around to see its impact. The former city councilman is moving to Salt Lake City, where he and his fiance believe they have a better chance of affording a home they can start a family in. For KHOL and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Kyle Mackey.